You are listening to God Will Never Fail Her, a podcast to help you grow in your walk with God and let His light shine through you. For the Word of God will never fail. Luke 1:37. Hello, my faithful friends. Welcome back to episode number 5. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, friendships. I am excited about this topic because I love being a friend. I know it took me a little longer to release this episode. I actually re-listened to the original recording and I was like, no. So I edited, re-recorded, and here we are. I really want every episode I share to be intentional and meaningful, and I pray this one resonates with you. Today, I want to talk about what it means to be a friend, how to be a godly friend, and why it's so important to evaluate who we're surrounding ourselves with. You may have had a friend that's completely changed your life, or had a friend that had yourself wondering if you were surrounding yourself with people who were helping you grow in your relationship with God or not. Let's start with what a friend is. I want to read a scripture to you guys, John 15:12-13. This is actually Jesus speaking to his disciples. So Jesus had his own friends, his disciples, and he gave us an example to follow in many ways, one of them being a friend. Christ was very sacrificial and loving to his disciples. In John 15:12-13, it says, "My commandment is this, to love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one lays down his life for his friends." Although Jesus is speaking to his disciples when he says these words, he's really referring to all of his followers. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is your friend. And the way he has sacrificed for all of us. Quite literally, he sacrificed his life for us. It's a powerful message that he's stating here, to love one another as Jesus loves us, to sacrifice as Jesus has sacrificed for us. Here's a practical, real-life example. You may have a friend that needs help moving. I think we all know that moving really sucks, and I'm sure you've heard this before, that the people who help you move are your true friends. But if you're being a good friend, you're going to sacrifice doing whatever activity is more fun. Maybe, honestly, even doing nothing versus helping someone move. But you're going to sacrifice that time and show that friend that love. Do unto others as you would have done to you. Another way that Jesus modeled being a friend to us was by speaking the truth and telling us his secrets. He spoke the kingdom of God and he brought it down to earth to us. Are we sharing that with our friends? Are we giving them truthful and godly advice to lead them in a direction that keeps them on the straight and narrow? Sometimes we don't like hearing the truth, being the person receiving the message that our friend is telling us. Assuming that your friend is telling you in a considerate and nice way, sometimes the truth hurts, and to really understand that someone is being a good friend to you, they're saying and giving you this advice because they care about you and they want to see you succeed. The scripture in Proverbs 27:17, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." Iron sharpening iron is not a pretty process. It's really refining, so that way it could be used more efficiently for its purpose. Your real friends aren't always going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to challenge you, so that way you can become the best version of yourself. Another way that Jesus modeled friendship to us was with forgiveness. Are we being forgiving and understanding to our friends? None of us are perfect. When Peter denied Jesus, not once, not twice, but 3 times, after Peter declared his love for Jesus, essentially taking that accountability, Jesus forgave him. Are we extending that same forgiveness to our friends? And finally, the last example I want to give to you guys that Jesus modeled, however, there are many different ways he modeled, just the last way that I'm going to share, is being present and praying for your friends. When we're present with our friends, are we being vulnerable with one another? Are we really encouraging each other when we're having difficult, rough times in life? Are we speaking life into one another, really helping each other through this life? And the best way to be there for a friend when there's not anything else you can do physically for the person is praying for them. It really shows that spiritual connection of entrusting God with whatever they're going through, praying for success and a hedge of protection over them. It signifies a very deep level of care for them. Now let's talk about why it matters who we're surrounding ourselves with. One of my very favorite quotes, and I like to say this all the time, is you are who you hang out with, because it's so true. Whoever we're surrounding ourselves with on a regular basis, we're going to begin acting like them, we're going to begin thinking like them, and we start to even share some of the same characteristics as each other. In Proverbs 13:20, it says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." We hang out with people for specific reasons. I personally like hanging out with people who help me level up as a person, whether it be mentally, physically, or spiritually. I like to associate with people who are helping me grow. But just as we admire the way people are succeeding in their careers or their fitness, in their education, whatever it is, are we also hanging out with people and spending more intentional time with people that are helping us grow spiritually? That's the kind of influence that truly matters. And if not, it might be time to reassess who we're letting speak into our lives. We want friends who are helping us stay aligned with our morals, with our values, who are encouraging and helping us grow in our relationship with God. I would say that this factor is more important than any of the other factors in a friendship. It's always important to take inventory of the people we're spending the most time with, because it's going to reflect on us and who we're becoming. Are the people we're spending the most time with helping us grow in a positive, encouraging, uplifting way to glorify and love God? Now, that doesn't mean we can't have friendships with people who don't believe in God, but we do need to set boundaries and be wise. When we're hanging out with people who don't share those same values and morals as you, it can begin to interfere with your own walk with God. In my own life, during high school and early college, I surrounded myself with people who didn't know God. They partied, drank, did drugs, and while I thought I could be the one to plant seeds and influence them, over time, I was the one being pulled down. Yes, of course I made my own choices as well, but my environment had a huge impact on me. That's why it's so important to stay anchored in Christ and stay surrounded by people who help you do the same, who help you make righteous decisions. With that being said, who are we giving our time and energy to? And that brings me to this. Jesus is our ultimate friend. How much of our time and energy are we giving him? As I said, we are who we hang out with, so are we hanging out with Christ? Are we spending time with him? Are we praying? Are we getting in the Word? Are we worshiping him? Are we truly having a relationship with him, just as we have friendships and relationships with other people? We should have a very deep-rooted and loving friendship with Christ. In this way, we become more Christ-like, because we are spending more time with him. just as we go to our friends for our troubles, and just as we share our celebrations with our friends, we should be doing the same thing with Christ. We should be coming to Him when we're going through things, all of our trials, all of our tribulations. We should be going to Him anytime that we're joyful or happy. We should be celebrating that with Him. So just as we go to our friends, we should be going to Jesus. In fact, we should be going to Him more than we are going to our friends. Are we making Him the center? Are we going to Him to spend time with Him? Friendship with Jesus isn't one-sided. It's more than just running to Him when we need something or when life feels heavy. Just like any meaningful relationship, it requires effort, love, and intentionality. It's about putting in effort, time, because He always gives His best to us. I ask myself, what can I give to Him? And the answer is my time, my heart, and my obedience. So I encourage you this week, spend more time with Jesus. Deepen your relationship with Him and let that friendship flow into your other relationships. Reevaluate who you're surrounding yourself with and ask, are these people helping me grow closer to Christ? And that wraps up episode number 5. Thank you all for listening in, and let's finish in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of friendship, both with you and with others. I pray that we would be wise about who we allow into our close circles and that you would help us form friendships that honor you. I also ask that we draw closer to you, Lord, that you would be our closest friend, our first friend, and the one we turn to in every season. Help us to love like you, to speak truth like you, and to forgive like you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys, see you next time.